Now turn to part two. You'll hear a student called Greg Pritchard talking about his gap year trip to Africa. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Hi everyone, my name's Greg Pritchard and I'm going to tell you about an expedition I went on during my gap year. We spent the first week camping in the Kruger National Park in South Africa to see and learn as much as possible about the wildlife there. There's an amazing range of animals, some of the biggest, like elephants, lions and rhinos, as well as more wild dogs than in any other part of South Africa. Can you believe there are also 517 species of birds and 114 different kinds of reptiles? During the study sessions, we could choose from quite a range of subjects. Climatology was popular, not surprising because of climate change, and animal behaviour was an obvious favourite. I opted for astronomy and hadn't expected to be part of such a large group. Week two was the conservation project. We left the park for the Olifant's Gorge, the largest breeding ground for the Nile crocodile. Large numbers of crocodiles are dying. It's important to find out why. A huge dam has been built, and it seems the real cause of the trouble is that the river isn't free-flowing anymore. We helped with a survey to find how many crocodiles live around the dam. I took part in night patrols in a boat. My partner had to estimate the length of each crocodile we saw, and I noted its location on a handheld GPS. We were told that once this part of the survey was complete, there are plans to plot crocodile movements. 12 fully grown crocodiles will have radio transmitters fitted to their necks, and younger crocodiles, easier to catch and deal with, will have colour-coded tags fixed on their tails. It was quite a big change to spend the third week on a wilderness trail in the bush. We had no timetable, just walked by day and camped wherever we got to at night. I knew we wouldn't starve, we had just enough provisions to last, but we were encouraged to fend for ourselves. It wasn't too difficult to catch fish, but I was pretty chuffed that I identified some edible plants which we could cook for supper one night. We learnt a lot of practical things, like how to find water and build a shelter, and how to get on with each other. I think I got to be more considerate, though I'm sure the idea is to make people more self-reliant. We spent the final week in a village on the coast. I'd been a bit alarmed about this, actually, because helping in the local school was mentioned, and I wasn't sure I'd manage with teaching anything like maths. But fortunately, football seems universal, and my coaching in that went down well. During that last week, we experienced a different way of life, completely different from our own. I enjoyed going out on trips with the local fishermen, and joining a family for meals turned out to be the best way to find out about them and their customs. There were plenty of other things to enjoy there, kayaking sessions on the lagoon and snorkeling on the reef. It was a truly wonderful and varied 4 weeks.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hi everyone, my name's Greg Pritchard and I'm going to tell you about an expedition I went on during my gap year. We spent the first week camping in the Kruger National Park in South Africa to see and learn as much as possible about the wildlife there. There's an amazing range of animals, some of the biggest, like elephants, lions and rhinos, as well as more wild dogs than in any other part of South Africa. Can you believe there are also 517 species of birds and 114 different kinds of reptiles? During the study sessions, we could choose from quite a range of subjects. Climatology was popular, not surprising because of climate change, and animal behaviour was an obvious favourite. I opted for astronomy and hadn't expected to be part of such a large group. Week two was the conservation project. We left the park for the Oliphant's Gorge, the largest breeding ground for the Nile crocodile. Large numbers of crocodiles are dying. It's important to find out why. A huge dam has been built, and it seems the real cause of the trouble is that the river isn't free-flowing anymore. We helped with a survey to find how many crocodiles live around the dam. I took part in night patrols in a boat. My partner had to estimate the length of each crocodile we saw, and I noted its location on a handheld GPS. We were told that once this part of the survey was complete, there are plans to plot crocodile movements. 12 fully grown crocodiles will have radio transmitters fitted to their necks, and younger crocodiles, easier to catch and deal with, will have colour-coded tags fixed on their tails. It was quite a big change to spend the third week on a wilderness trail in the bush. We had no timetable, just walked by day and camped wherever we got to at night. I knew we wouldn't starve. We had just enough provisions to last, but we were encouraged to fend for ourselves. It wasn't too difficult to catch fish, but I was pretty chuffed that I identified some edible plants which we could cook for supper one night. We learnt a lot of practical things, like how to find water and build a shelter, and how to get on with each other. I think I got to be more considerate, though I'm sure the idea is to make people more self-reliant. We spent the final week in a village on the coast. I'd been a bit alarmed about this, actually, because helping in the local school was mentioned, and I wasn't sure I'd manage with teaching anything like maths. But fortunately, football seems universal, and my coaching in that went down well. During that last week, we experienced a different way of life, completely different from our own. I enjoyed going out on trips with the local fishermen, and joining a family for meals turned out to be the best way to find out about them and their customs. There were plenty of other things to enjoy there: kayaking sessions on the lagoon and snorkeling on the reef. It was a truly wonderful and varied 4 weeks.
That's the end of part 2.